USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facing charges on both coasts, including in New York, where he's charged with trying to shake down Nike for millions of dollars, lawyer Michael Avenatti says,
I am highly confident that when all of the evidence is laid bare in connection with these cases, when it is all known, that I will be fully exonerated.
Avenatti, known for representing adult film star Stormy Daniels, is charged in California with wire fraud and bank fraud. He claims the charges against him are politically motivated, and he blames President Trump. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts refusing to halt the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks. The ban takes effect today. The devices are attached to semi-automatic weapons to make them fire at the rate of an automatic weapon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
In a speech to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
More flooding is threatening Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service says icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas will threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands in those three states already forced from their homes after water broke through levees. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Charges have come down against two men in a weekend fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago policeman, John Rivera. Menelik Jackson and Jovan Battle, each facing one count of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted first-degree murder after Rivera was reportedly shot while with several others inside a parked vehicle overnight on Saturday. Apple is rolling out a subscription streaming video service called Apple TV Plus. Yesterday, Apple CEO Tim Cook said the service will be coming this fall.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
And a Verizon worker has been suspended from his job after saving a stranded cat on a utility pole in Philadelphia. It happened earlier this month. Maurice German using his bucket truck to save the cat that was clinging for its life to the utility pole. Verizon now says they suspended German because he, quote, potentially put his life and those around him in jeopardy misusing the bucket truck, even though he suspended supporters have hailed him as a hero, and they're raising money to compensate him for that heroism. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.